Good evening. Calling this meeting to order, City of Palm Coast, City Council, budget meeting. It is September 6, 2017. It is 5:05 p.m. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mayor.
Here.
Vice Mayor Nobile.
Here.
Councilmember Cook.
Here.
Councilmember Clufus.
Here.
Councilmember Tipton.
Here.
Mayor, all members are present.
Thank you. Now move to agenda item number D, item number one, which is a presentation on the fiscal year 2017-2018 budget. Jim, did you want to introduce this?
Just that it's going to be a rerun, but from
all
yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of work got in.
A little like deja vu, doesn't it?
Yeah, a lot of work has gone into this, but this is a finale for at least now.
So what do you actually get, a week's rest between the budgets, or do you start tomorrow on the new one?
Pretty much by October 1st, we're starting to start over. Yeah.
Whoops. Oh, this is going to ruin my time now. There we go. We got a backup plan. All right. Well, this is our budget preparation timeline. So it's funny you're talking about what we're going to be doing tomorrow, because you're right. This does continue throughout the year, begin in January. And even though last night we had our final proposed budget presentation, I can assure you that we will continue to work on the budget in October. November and December will begin closing out the current year. So the excitement continues. So this is a look at our 2018 new personnel. You'll notice there's an additional position on here. The Economic Development Coordinator position has been added, so it's a total of 14 positions now for 2018, 13 full-time and one part-time position. And again, we just as a reminder, we do have a merit increase included in the 2018 budget, 3% average merit increase, as well as a 2.5% starting pay adjustment. This is a look at our general fund. At this point, these numbers have been updated since last night's meeting to include the decisions that were made at last night's workshop. Overall, our operating expenditures in the general fund increasing 9%, and the positions in our general fund are increasing by 8%. The fleet fund, overall, a very healthy fund. We continue to be very happy with the fleet replacement program. Our fleet maintenance fund, again, an internal service fund, similar to the fleet fund, increasing about 9.5% for 2018. The IT fund, operating expenditures increasing about 17.5%. That includes our fiber study, as well as two additional positions, an applications analyst, as well as a GIS tech for 2018. This is our building permits fund, operating expenditures increasing about 8%. That includes an additional building inspector. The position will be filled if needed, assuming that growth continues. This is our utility fund. Overall, our operating divisions are seeing an increase right at around 11%. That's related to additional growth, a higher demand for services, as well as 2.5 positions, two full-time and one part-time position. And that also includes our second wastewater treatment plant coming online in the new year. Our stormwater fund, overall increasing about 9.5%, mostly related to our projects. We have three weirs that are budgeted for 2018, two of which we're receiving a grant for. This is a look at the 2018 budget as a whole. Again, this does represent the updates from last night's workshop. So our total 2018 proposed budget is $156,442,639. Our proposed millage rate tonight is 4.5937. Our trim rate for 2018 was 4.6, and the millage rate for 2017 was 4.2450. And these are just our action items, basically, for tonight. In just a moment, we will recess the City Council meeting to convene the CRA board meeting in order to adopt the CRA budget. And then we will reconvene the City Council meeting to adopt the tentative millage rate as well as the tentative budget for 2018 and a revised budget for 2017.
Okay, thank you. We will now recess the City Council meeting and convene the CRA board. Do I need to do another roll call or no?
Okay. No.
No.
Are you doing a presentation?
No, the presentation was already given. You know, the action item for the board is actually to approve the CRA budget that was part of the overall budget. City Council, when you are go back in as City Council, you'll adopt this also. It takes both CRA board and City Council to adopt this particular budget.
Should I read the agenda item number 2 in advance of this? I just want to make sure I'm doing this.
I don't think there's a requirement for it to read agenda item number 2. It just needs a discussion and vote. Give the public an opportunity to comment on it.
And it's just the CRA component.
CRA component.
And that's what's, we just kind of underlined it and highlighted it on the screen.
So at this time, I will open up public comment for the CRA board comments for the proposed budget that's outlined as above. Seeing none, I'll close public comments. I'll take it back to this council. I'll entertain a motion.
Move approval.
Second.
CRA budget.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, it passes unanimously. We'll now move to agenda item number E.
Mayor, you have to
oh.
You have to adjourn as a CRA. Sorry about this formality.
I know. Sorry, this is a tricky one.
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Move adjourn CRA. Okay. Motion.
And then reconvene City Council.
Convene City Council. So resolution E. So now do I read the resolution and then read the steps?
Step 1 will basically cover the resolution.
Okay.
Yep.
So the City of Palm Coast proposes to levy a millage rate of 4.5937 mils. This is an increase of 0.5581 mils or 13.83% over the rollback rate of 4.0356. We'll now hear public comment on the proposed millage rate.
The golf course and the tennis courts are going to, are we going to put up for? In other words, every year we've been losing money. How much are we losing this year?
Thank you. Next speaker. I will close public comment. I mean, as far as the golf course and the tennis facility, we took it in-house this year, and we've looked at it as an amenity, as an operational budget. So I think if you're asking for a maintenance or an operational cost for the golf course or tennis facility, we can answer Mr. Carroll's question as far as that goes. Is there a budgetary item?
Sure. The golf course total expenditures are estimated around $1.6 million, roughly. And about $200,000 for the tennis center.
Thank you. Okay.
Just a quick, simple one. What's the average rate increase percentage? Not rate, but actual dollar percentage increase for the average household?
The increase for the average household would be about $25 for the year.
Okay. What does that equate to in a percentage?
It would probably be similar to the 13.83% that we looked at earlier.
Okay.
The change in the millage rate.
So about 13-14%.
Yes.
That's all I have, ma'am.
Thank you. We will now adopt the tentative millage rate. I'll ask for a motion to approve. The City of Palm Coast proposes to adopt a millage rate of 4.5937 mils. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, it passes unanimously. Okay, I will read the adoption of the tentative budget. I'm making sure I'm okay. The City of Palm Coast proposes to adopt a budget with total appropriated expenditures and reserves of $156,442,639. I will open it up to the public to make public comment at this time.
Jack Kyle, how much do we have in reserve? You're supposed to have a certain amount of money. You're supposed to have a certain amount of money in reserve, right? Are we up to par? Do we have more? Do we have less? I'm just curious about that.
Thank you. Next public speaker. We'll close public comment. I just spoke upstairs to Chris about this. We put 20%, which is our ceiling, in reserves, which is well above most cities do. As far as the upcoming storm that we may incur expenditures, I think our staff can adequately say that we feel a great comfort level that we have enough cushion to adequately supply our needs immediately and hopefully get our FEMA reimbursement from Matthew, and hopefully Irma does not come our way.
That's the goal.
Yes. I wish. The City of Palm Coast proposes to adopt a tentative budget of $156,442,639. I entertain a motion to approve.
Move approval.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, it passes unanimously. I now want to announce the public hearing, our next public hearing, our final one on the budget. The budget hearing to adopt the final millage rate and budget is scheduled for September 20th, 2017 at 5:05 p.m. at the Palm Coast City Hall Community Wing.
Motion to adjourn.